Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour.
So as the coronavirus pandemic kind of continues, while it is slowing down a little bit more than maybe what it was at the beginning of the year, people are continuing to be vaccinated. You know, what are the status of vaccinations for people in Guthrie County?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and we track all of that here at the health department. So as you remember, we kind of set that goal of 75% right before the national came in with 70%, and we're chugging right along. So if we look at total overall vaccinated adults, which is what we started with, we're currently sitting at about 64% of what we would use as our total overall population. We've vaccinated 5,315 individuals, and so that was reasonable. Now, if we look at the number of individuals that have been added since we started, those under the age of 18 going all the way to 12, that does reduce our overall numbers and put us right at about 58% totally vaccinated if you include those kids. So not where we would like to be, but definitely moving in the right direction. Definitely over half of individuals have been vaccinated, and we continue to see people get vaccinated. It just kind of slowed in its pace. We are looking at releasing and the Iowa Department of Public Health has actually put out on their website a zip code data board or dashboard that kind of lists each area by zip code and the total number of individuals vaccinated, but we are looking at putting out a percentage for each city, and we'll be doing that here over the next week or so, so that as we get to the 4th of July holiday, people can kind of see, and we have several cities that are well over 70%. So we're definitely moving in the right direction, but there's still work to be done, and we'll continue to do that throughout the summer and then going into the fall.
Now, how important is that last little push to get places to that 75%?
You know, I think that if we want to make sure that we stop any COVID infections that could be prevented by this vaccine, getting people to that level is going to be very important. What we don't want to see, we've had a hard year in 2020 and the beginning of this year, they were just really rough on people. We had a lot of infections that happened, and we really want to mitigate that so that going into the fall, we can go into it with confidence, knowing that we're probably not going to see a resurgence of COVID-19. However, if we're not able to get those numbers up, the likelihood of a surge becomes higher. Granted, there have been a lot of people that have had the infection that have not been vaccinated that may have some of that natural immunity still, but everything that we can do to try and make sure that we don't see any resurgence or very limited resurgence in the fall is going to make sure that our community is as healthy and safe as possible.
Now, as you kind of touched on right there, you know, the possibility for a resurgence, there is a new variant that public health officials are monitoring, and that is the Delta variant here, and it is in the U.S. What do people need to know about that, and is there anything different that they need to do to protect themselves?
Well, so what we know about the Delta variant from studies that have been done currently is that it tends to spread quicker, and it's a little bit better at causing hospitalizations because it makes you a little sicker. So the great thing, though, that we know about this variant, just like our other variants, the Alpha, the Beta, all of those others, is that the vaccines that we currently have are effective against it. So when we're looking at what we can do to make sure that we're protecting ourselves against these new variants that are coming up, we are finding that the vaccine is the best way to do that. You know, getting yourself vaccinated and making sure that those that you can convince are getting vaccinated as well. That being said, there are some people that are not able to vaccinate, and there are some people that won't have gotten vaccinated by the time you start mixing and, you know, public has started to open back up. And so people are doing things and meeting with people, and that's great to see. And we're encouraged by that. But with this Delta variant, we also have to remember that if we aren't vaccinated or we're not able to vaccinate, we do still need to take some of those precautions. We need to take responsibility for our health, and we can protect ourselves by doing those things we talked about all last year, you know, making sure that if we're sick, we're staying at home, making sure that we're frequently washing our hands and making sure that if we're in a crowded area and we haven't been vaccinated and we're around other individuals that potentially haven't been vaccinated, we may want to consider wearing a mask so that we can stop that transmission and doing as much as we can outside. So those are things that we can look at, but definitely vaccination is the number one thing that we can do to make sure that whether it's the Delta variant, the Alpha variant, all of these variants, we'll see them pop up there. Before this thing is done, there'll probably be several other variants that we find. But the most effective thing that we can do right now is to get that vaccination.
Now, you kind of touched on that a little bit right there. Some people might not be able to get vaccinated for whatever reason that is. But for those in the communities that can be vaccinated but might still be, you know, a little bit hesitant to do so, you know, what do those people need to know as it relates to getting these vaccinations?
I think that the one thing that I would say to individuals that are still hesitant is we have given out millions and millions of doses of vaccine. Not here in Guthrie County alone. Obviously, we don't have millions and millions of people, but across the U.S. And we've given out thousands here. These vaccines are very safe, and they're very effective at what they do. Just looking at Guthrie data, when we started vaccinating at the end of December, you saw a huge drop-off by the end of January once we were able to get through the first round of individuals. And that tells us these vaccines are keeping people from getting sick, they're keeping people from being hospitalized, and they're helping us to be able to be very confident in reopening things and allowing all of these things to happen and not having to try and mitigate those things. So if they're hesitant, I would say this. One, it's safe. You can see the data. It's everywhere. And two, it's a great thing that we have these vaccines because there are places in the world that they don't have these vaccines and they're seeing, you know, huge outbreaks and it's causing lots of destruction. But we have the vaccine available here. We can do that for our community. We can make sure that we don't see those types of things come back around and get us here in Guthrie.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Guthrie County Public Health Director Jotham Arbour. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Jotham for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.